Radio app.
William Street, Waukesha.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go to our next topic, I want to finish up commenting on Dick of Madison's call about inflation. And I'm going to give you an historical example. I mentioned before the break that it was the Trump administration that put in the first several trillion dollars of stimulus. If he hadn't, that had bipartisan support. If he hadn't, there would have been a depression. And then Biden finished it. And it's not that stimulus that has caused this inflation. Any impact it had is negligible. This worldwide inflation, for a lot of reasons, has nothing to do with stimulus in the United States. It has to do with the war in Ukraine, the supply chain problems, and a lot of other things. But in any event, I'm going to give you a good historical example, Franklin Roosevelt. Franklin Roosevelt was elected to four terms, served three, then died. But he was elected in 32. And then in 36, the Republicans went after him and said that the New Deal, all that big spending, that was hurtful and that we had to balance the budget. So the fact was, of course, that Roosevelt won in 36, but looking ahead to 1940, he was afraid that maybe they'd come after him. So in the 1937-38 time period, he suddenly goes conservative. He suddenly goes, well, we got to balance the budget, and he cut back on the stimulus. You know what he did by doing that? He extended the depression by doing that. He should have stayed with the New Deal through that whole time period, through that, making sure people are employed. I remember my father telling me, my father was born in 1924, and he passed away, sadly. He's the greatest man I ever met. My mom was the greatest woman I ever met, and Dad told me that they lived in an apartment building in the Bronx in New York, and a guy, every day, there was a guy that called himself the Meister Singer. And he'd go into the courtyard, and everybody would look out their window, and he'd sing, and he'd say, I'm a poor man, and I have four children and no money. Please throw me some money. This is in the early Depression. Dad was a little kid, and everybody throw coins down. They'd throw coins down. People were out of work. People, literally, there were bread lines. Grown men waiting in line for hours to get some bread to bring home to their families. So you know what Roosevelt did? Spent money. WPA, work program, and people were put to work, you know, clearing areas for railroads and clearing all sorts of industrial projects around the country, and they put them to work. The best social program is a job. And under Biden, we have full employment. We have the lowest unemployment, the most full employment since 1968 was in the middle of the Vietnam War. And you know something? That's 54 years ago. So don't give me, if you're a Republican, any of this stuff about inflation and Biden. There's inflation all around the world that has nothing to do with American stimulus. This American stimulus is exactly to avoid Roosevelt's mistake in the late 30s, which is to suddenly go full frontal conservative, like we got to balance the budget. And by the way, throw everybody back out of work and extend the depression. There would have been a depression if it had not been for stimulus. And the example is there was bipartisan support for stimulus, and it started with Trump. And the second thing is back in 2008 and 9, that meltdown, there would have been a depression if we hadn't bailed out the auto industry and we hadn't put in a big stimulus package. That had bipartisan support, but the right wing of the Republican Party attacked it. They always attack it. The right wing of the Republican Party, which is to say the present Republican Party, is the party of depression, the party of low wages and unemployment. The Democratic Party is the party of economic growth, high wages, and full employment. And occasionally when somebody on the Republican side decides to realize that, as Trump did with the early stimulus package, and even then he had to be dragged kicking and screaming. So we don't want to be hearing any economically illiterate comment about inflation by the Republicans who don't know any economic history. Well, a big event happened yesterday. I watched it. The abortion bill failed 49-51 in the Senate. Remember that Nancy Pelosi in the House had put through a codification. It was an adjustment of Roe v. Wade. It wasn't full Roe v. Wade. What it said is, and this is what was then it had to go to the Senate, and of course Biden would have signed it, but Moscow Mitch said that they needed 60 votes in the Senate, and it turned out Manchin jumped ship, so they didn't even need to go the filibuster route. 51 voted against it, 49 for it. Kamala Harris didn't even come into the equation. Here's what it said. It said that, that women have a right to abortion for the first 24 weeks of pregnancy. Then it said after that, she has a right if a doctor certifies that the life or the health of the mother requires it. Well, come on, what's all that controversial about that? Are you kidding me? What's all that controversial about that? And it would have gotten rid of the snitch rule in Texas, where you can sit peeping out the window looking for your neighbor who's pregnant to get in the car 6 or 7 in the morning and try to sneak down somewhere, sneak over to Oklahoma to have an abortion, and you rat on her and stick out your hand and get 10 grand. You know, there'll be thousands of plaintiff lawyers who will line up. Easy money. They get 40%, by the way, the percentage lawyers. And they'll get 4 grand. You'll get 6 grand. The guy that drove the car, maybe even the neighbor, depending on how that's construed in Texas, will have to fork over 10 grand. Now, what happens if you're ratted on by 3 neighbors? Do you have to pay 30 grand? You know, this is Russia. This is like Laurent and Berry, the head of the secret police in Russia under Stalin in the 1940s. And they had a program in school, you know, your parents saying things about Stalin that are unpatriotic, and somebody get mad at their parents and turn them in. Parents would be sent to the gulag in Siberia, in some cases killed. The kid would be given a medal, touted on Russian radio as, you know, a patriot for the country for ratting on his own parents. Here they're asking neighbors to rat on neighbors. This would have cleared up all that. Every Republican voted against it. Every one, all 50, including Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson, by the way, said something incredibly offensive. You know, he said, well, it's not a big deal. If somebody wants a abortion, they can just go to Illinois. Well, let's hold the phone. Somebody in Superior is not going to be driving to Illinois. And I forget where Minnesota is on this, but, you know, somebody in Marinette, where are they going to go? I mean, it's a long drive. What if they work and can't get away? What if they have small kids at home and don't have a babysitter, blah, blah, blah? In any event, it failed 49 to 51. Manchin basically is a quasi-Democrat, quasi-Republican. He's in West Virginia. It's amazing he gets elected as a Democrat, frankly, because Trump carried that with the biggest margin, West Virginia, of any state in the country. But West Virginia, by the way, is a state, it's an unusual state, and there's no reason the Democrats shouldn't get it back. Why do I say that? West Virginia has the highest percentage of Medal of Honor winners by population in the country. The highest percentage. These guys are fearless. I mean, a lot of them were moonshiners back, you know, 100 years ago, and they'd drive 100 miles an hour down a country road, escaping the revenuers with a piece of rope as a seatbelt. These guys, you know, they're in the military, and suddenly the enemy comes swarming over the hill. They don't run away. They run right at him. And of course, most medals of honor are given posthumously, but they are magnificent veterans. When John Kennedy campaigned there, he beat Hubert Humphrey in the primary. And that was amazing because he was a guy, looked like a silk stocking guy from Massachusetts. You know, Humphrey was a well-known guy from the Midwest, but Kennedy was a veteran and gotten the Navy Cross. He got the Navy Cross and a Purple Heart. Hubert Humphrey was magnificent. I loved Hubert Humphrey, but Hubert Humphrey hadn't served simply because he was 4F. And so the folks in West Virginia like veterans. So how about going in there with some of our veterans, our combat veterans? How about that for a while? And not so much identity politics for a while. That'd be kind of nice. In any event, West Virginia was Trump's largest margin, and yet Manchin wins, although last time he only won by 3%. He's up again, and he's trying to hang on. I frankly don't know what he believes, to be very honest with you. But in any event, he voted against it. So it was 51-49. Kamala Harris didn't get in to break the tie. Why? Because there was no tie. 51-49. And Moscow Mitch said, you're going to need 60 votes anyway. And Manchin Sinema wouldn't vote to bust the filibuster. Obviously, Manchin wouldn't because he voted against it. But why did that matter? Because the majority can get rid of the filibuster. All it takes is 50 votes to get rid of the filibuster. Kamala Harris throwing the tiebreaker. And I've said, and I'm not alone, a lot of people have said, guys, why don't you bust the filibuster by vote, by a bill? You don't have to overall throw it out. Say, we're not going to throw it out. We're only going to get rid of it for this Roe v. Wade vote and for voting rights, SR1 and HR1. Okay, that's standardized federal elections. We have a right to federalize federal elections. Why? Because they're federal elections. President, Senate, Congress. You know, you say that the legislatures can't pick the electors, that it's got to be the election. You say that they're absentee ballot for a certain number of weeks. Some people should think it's more or less. Too bad. This is how many weeks it's going to be. There are going to be drop boxes. There are going to be X voting machines per 10,000 people. So you don't, in inner city areas and student areas and low income areas, have three machines, two of them break down, and there's a 9-hour line for the other one. That's not going to happen anymore. And the federal government is going to inspect these machines and make sure that you don't have people like Stalin's dictum. Remember, Joseph Stalin killed 20 million people and once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. There are hundreds of Republicans running around the country for positions in Secretary of State, Attorney General, election commissioners that are elected in some states where they're going to count the vote. And there's a guy named Eastman, one of Trump's lawyers, and I'm going to talk about this later, who told told the Pennsylvania legislature, the Republicans, that they should just retabulate and throw out absentee ballots from Philadelphia. And that way Trump would win. What's this? We'll talk about that a lot more. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.